Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, February 22nd. Happy Saturday. I hope you're having a wonderful day, whatever the Lord brings your way today, and that you are immersed in God's Word so that you have His perspective and you think the thoughts of Christ. Speaking of immersing ourselves in God's Word, let's look to the memory passage for this week. Even if we're not memorizing them each week, I know it can get overwhelming. Let us internalize what God is telling us through His Word. Matthew 5:22. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raca, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Lord, as we internalize this passage, help us to remember that you call us to a different way, a way of not speaking in anger, a way of love, a way of understanding. Now let us turn to the Old Testament passage. This passage is a part of God's covenant with David. God is promising David that after he dies, he's going to raise up one of his descendants that will rule forever. While initially this refers to Solomon, who will build the temple, ultimately this passage finds its fulfillment in Jesus our Lord. 1 Chronicles 17:11 through 14. In the New International Version. When your days are over and you go to be with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. I will never take away my love from him as I took it away from your predecessor. I will set him over my house and my kingdom forever. His throne will be established forever. As we look forward to the fulfillment of this passage in Christ, we are reminded that the New Testament says that Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father even now, and he is interceding on behalf of us. And I love how he has two fulfillments of this passage. First, in that Solomon, who is David's son, will build the temple. But ultimately, Christ is building in us his temple, his work, and his kingdom. May we be a people today who go out and do the work of the kingdom. Today in Matthew's gospel, we're in Matthew chapter 15, starting in verse 21, and we'll go through verse 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. And then finally from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 2 in the NIV. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What are some overall themes of what we've listened to today? Well, first of all, that we need to protect our words when we are angry, that we need to stop and think about the fact that all people are made in God's image. Then we can look to the promises of God. God made a promise to David that his son, one of his sons, would sit on his throne forever. And we see this fulfillment in Jesus our Lord. Then in the story of the Canaanite woman who was not a Jew, Jesus came first to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. We're just reminded that God's blessing extends to all who believe, regardless of their background. She had great faith, and she came begging for God's mercy. There's a lot more I can say about that passage, but I'm just going to have to leave it there. And then finally, that we're all equal before God, rich and poor alike, as it says in the proverb, have this in common, the Lord is the maker of them all. Will you pray with me? Father God, we come to you today acknowledging our need for you. Oftentimes we are in Scripture the one who doubts, the one who sins, the one who errs. And yet you love us, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for your uncorruptible love. We pray, Lord, even now, confessing our heart to you, asking that you would transform us. We thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day. Help us to spend it serving you and others. Give us a heart of service and humility. And Lord, we also come to you lamenting. There are situations and things in our lives that make us so, so sad. We pray for healing. We pray for help. We pray for restoration. We pray for redemption. And we pray for your kingdom to come. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have just to redirect our thoughts to you. We love you, and we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord, who is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And so let us end this podcast together saying the Apostles' Creed as a prayer. Would you pray with me? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and now sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whom he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and everlasting life. Amen.